USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden insists his speech marking the one-year anniversary of the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol will not further divide America. In his speech, Biden putting the blame for the riot squarely on the shoulders of former President Donald Trump. Louisiana Republican Senator Steve Scalise disagrees and says Biden's speech was divisive.
When you look at what's going on today and just seeing the way Speaker Pelosi, President Biden, Kamala Harris are just trying to politicize this, try to compare it to the thousands who died on Pearl Harbor on September 11th, it just is very clear they want this to be a politicized day.
A funeral took place in Atlanta, Georgia on Thursday for Georgia Republican Senator Johnny Isaacson. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Walmart employees' pandemic-related time off is decreasing. The big box retailer sending memos to its employees this week saying they will now only get 1 week off instead of two. This comes after the CDC cut isolation time for asymptomatic people who test positive for COVID-19 from 10 days to five. Walmart's new guidelines will be in place through March 31st and will be available to employees regardless of their vaccination status. The East Coast is bracing for what could be the first bomb cyclone of 2022. Meteorologists saying a major winter snowstorm is hitting tonight into tomorrow that could result in below zero temperatures and heavy snow. The snow is expected to spread from West Virginia and Virginia through Delaware, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and much of southeastern New England. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
As Omicron cases, but not deaths, continue to explode across the nation, California says their mask mandate will remain in place.
California officials are citing what they refer to as an astonishing spike in coronavirus cases from overwhelmed hospitals. But the state's health director said Wednesday that additional restrictions are not being considered. California's confirmed cases have shot up nearly 500% in the last 2 weeks, and hospitalizations have doubled since Christmas to more than 8,000. State models forecast hospitalizations could top 20,000 by early February. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
After releasing statements criticizing how the U.S. pullout from Afghanistan was handled, former Marine Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Schiller Jr. was discharged. Schiller says on Fox and Friends that he will continue fighting for accountability.
There should be some accountability. Will that happen? Well, I'm going to spend the rest of my life making sure that it does. Do we go back? That's a more complicated question. The way you do it is to not mess it up in the first place.
Schiller also saying that if he had been less emotional, more people would have listened and taken action. He was jailed and court-martialed for violating the Uniform Code of Military Justice. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.